Last year, the Choice Program allowed more than 11,000 poor children to attend 100-some private schools for free through the use of state vouchers. Currently, the program has enrollment caps and is limited to the city of Milwaukee. Under legislation authored by Representative Scott Jensen of Brookfield, an unlimited number of students could choose from any participating private school in the county. Supporters say this would increase the number of private high schools in the Choice program, which are outnumbered by elementary and middle schools. But Assistant State Superintendent Brian Pankey has concerns about the cost of expanding Choice.
At a time when the state's facing a $3.2 billion deficit, and the legislature's considering perhaps providing either no or a small amount of additional new funding for public schools, and at a time when public schools are struggling under revenue limits and severe budget reductions, that we should not seek new ways of directing what are now very extremely limited state resources for children enrolling in private schools.
Republican Representative Jensen admits expanding Choice would cost more for at least 2 years, but then argues there are long-term savings. The Choice program has been growing, and former Milwaukee School Superintendent Howard Fuller says its popularity is prodding public schools to get better, not pushing them into mediocrity.
There were all kinds of doomsday theories about how this would hurt MPS. And what I would argue is that instead, the Milwaukee Public Schools has responded favorably, and that over a period of several years, the completion rate is up. It's not nearly where it needs to be, but it is up, and so are scores on most standardized tests.
The graduation rate in Milwaukee Public Schools is 60%. That compares to a statewide average of 90%. The Choice legislation would also ease up on some income requirements. Those already in the program wouldn't be booted if one parent gets a raise or increases the family income by a small amount. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.